Feds are not holding it back when it comes to sharing their thoughts on the president's plans to reform the senior executive service. Federal News Radio's web team put out a questionnaire asking what you think of the SES proposals. We've collected some of those feelings and comments at federalnewsradio.com. I asked web manager Julia Ziegler whether we're getting many comments in the first place.
We sure are, Tom. And if you'll remember, this reform plan put out by the president really is a three-pronged approach. The first prong comes with creating a leadership development program to provide managers with rotational assignments at different agencies. They can develop new skills. The formation of an advisory group to discuss reforms to the SES, and then the creation of a customer service awards program. So we asked readers and listeners to give us their thoughts on the president's speech itself and also on this reform plan altogether. They responded on Facebook, on Twitter, on our website via comments on our stories and via email. And we also conducted a poll on our website. The question that we asked on the website in the poll was, what feeling best describes your reaction to President Barack Obama's announced reforms to the senior executive service?
And a lot of people answered.
They did, yeah. And here is how it all broke down. 40% said they felt indifferent. 29% said it was a start. 13% were excited for the reforms, and 18% said they were either disappointed and frustrated or that the reforms don't go far enough. 40%, though, Tom, saying that they felt indifferent, that's a pretty high number and probably not maybe what the president would want or maybe what the president had expected.
Well, they say the opposite of love is indifference. And mm-hmm. so if they hated it, they might have felt more strongly about it. But yeah, it sounds like a big shrug of the shoulders going on here.
Yeah, and it's interesting. You know, we obviously are going to talk about a lot of comments and what people had to say. In-depth host Francis Rose put together a commentary of his own after listening to the speech. And that was actually one of the things that he brought up in his commentary, that perhaps this reform plan didn't go far enough in the fact that some of what the president had to say was kind of recycling old ideas. For example, this idea that they would form an advisory group. Well, advisory groups on the SES have been formed in the past. You know, there's been a few in the past few years. This idea that the SESers would start to rotate assignments. Well, that's not a new idea. That's actually in the, you know, SES legislation that they're supposed to.
That was the point of the whole thing in the beginning.
That's exactly right. And so perhaps some of the indifference comes from this fact that maybe not all of these ideas are all that new or groundbreaking.
Well, you know, the question is, why did the president feel the need to do this in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
Not really clear to me why now. I mean, there's discontent. There's always a level of discontent among any percentage of the population.
Yeah.
But we're not seeing mass retirings and so on. There have been some, I think the VA legislation aimed at SES members in the VA didn't sit right with a lot of people in the VA and a lot of SESers elsewhere because they're worried that could spread to them.
Yeah.
But that's not something the president can control at this point.
Yeah. And not just, though, Tom, you know, why now, but why wait so long? I think that's, you know, part of the other thing that people are asking. You know, 6 years into his presidency, did he wait too long to have this conversation with members of the SES and senior level managers? You know, I guess the flip side of that, though, is the president's been a busy guy and there's been a lot of big issues on the agenda and on his agenda. And so, you know, kind of Where does everything fit in? I'm sure that is a decision or that is something that the president and his staff have to look at every day in terms of what rises to the top and what gets his attention.
And, you know, I wonder if we're correct in calling all of this reform. I mean, reform is a word that's used kind of cheaply in Washington. There's a government reform committee. And reform, you know, implies to me something that you do that's sweeping, that's long lasting, that goes deep, that fundamentally changes things because of some need to update it or some terrible problem. In this case, it's more like SES updates or SES tweaks.
I think that's right, Tom. I think also, though, we will see perhaps what comes out of this advisory group that is formed. It'll be very interesting to see who sits on the committee. It will be members of the SES and others as well. You know, I'm sure OPM Director Catherine Archuleta and others in that realm, probably Beth Cobert as well. But we'll see, you know, kind of what are those big ideas that folks want to see happen with the SES or what needs to happen. You know, there was an event a few weeks ago that was held at Brookings, and members, former, many current members of the SES, and then former SESers as well were there. And, you know, they talked a lot about, now this was not an event that was open to the press. They did hold a press briefing afterwards. So we weren't actually in the room when all of this discussion was going on. But, you know, there are a lot of people that are very interested in this topic, and they're concerned that come down the road, there's not all of a sudden, you know, it's not going to be a one day we wake up and there's no, you know, poof, where have all the SESers gone? But it's going to be a slow decline. But when that decline gets to that breaking point, to that, you know, that max, when it bottoms out, what happens then?
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's web manager, Julia Ziegler, and there are some interesting comments you got, too, besides the answers, yes, no, good, bad. What did some people say?
Yeah, well, let's go through some of these, Tom. One person says this: I'm happy that our president is looking into these SES reforms. What is really most important is understanding why federal employees don't trust upper management. It's time to review how many upper-level managers repeatedly violate civil rights laws and never are held accountable. That's what he needs to look into. Another person says, oh, please, another SES advisory board? This has been done before. Check OPM archives from 10 to 15 years ago in congressional reports. The real issue is the process used to select SES career and non-career appointments. One obstacle is that some best candidates may be missed because the agency did not hire consultants to write the ECQs that get passed the QRB at OPM. I know of what I speak, although here in a Reader's Digest version, outside the Coop House opinions is what is needed from those who have worked / managed an executive program like SES or the government-wide SES program.
That sounds like someone that knows a lot and is kind of bitter about it.
Yeah, yeah. And then there was another person who, I won't read their comment word for word, but they talked about an SES program that was put in place at the DOD, at the Defense Department. And then they said that it was a very successful program that ran up until 2014 when it was disbanded and replaced with a completely different model. But throughout this model, people at the Defense Department got to, it was a 10-month program, provided hands-on experience with military personnel in operational settings. People got to eat MREs, they slept on cots, they ran obstacle courses, all of these things. And this person said that they wished that they would resurrect the program, that they thought it was very helpful and interesting.
Yeah, some of those old programs people do miss. I know there's one that was called the Trail Boss Program that was run by the GSA for acquisition professionals, and you went away to an intensive 3 or 4, or maybe it was a week-long course, and led by the so-called trail bosses to teach up-and-coming people the real ropes of being an acquisition person or a contracting officer. It went away, and you know, a lot of people think that was a great way to train people in the reality of what they have to do. Sounds like this was something similar, the EDLP program.
Yeah, and we also, you know, did not hear just from folks who were concerned about the SES. One gentleman, his name is John, had this to say. He said, hearing the president thank the SES for their sacrifice was a slap in the face to every career rank and file civil servant, given our sacrifices that have led many of us to financial ruin. Callous, insensitive, and insulting. Does he ever plan on thanking the rest of us? How about ending the pay freeze and restoring our bonuses?